Tune with your freeform radio station. We have finished two-thirds of a free association this evening. Still plenty left to go before we get around to the radio obituaries. Coming up probably in about 20 minutes. 25 minutes? I don't know. I'm pre-recording from Babyland. How can I know these things? You expect me to figure that stuff out before I start recording the show? Pshaw. Pshaw, I say. Back to the free association and all the silliness you can stomach right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Put away the tip top, Charlie. We're frying the governor tonight.
Put away the chip chopper, Charlie. We're frying the governor tonight. He was at the chopper chopping up chips when he stuck his foot out and suddenly slipped right into the boiling hot dripping. He tumbled in heels over head. So put away the chip chopper, Charlie, and serve up the governor instead. Shop, it don't seem the same anymore, for the governor has started to sizzle. We'll charge half a crown when he's nicely brown. Turn him over, he started to frizzle.
Put away the tip topper, Charlie, and serve up the governor instead.
Governor was really the kindest of men. If there's tears in your eyes, don't you spill it. We've dipped him in batter and rolled him in dough and served him dressed up as a fillet.
Put away the tip chopper, Charlie, and serve up the governor instead.
Now here is the moral of our little tale. When you pop in the chip shops for whiting, examine the contents for all that you know. It may be the governor you're biting. Whoa!
Put away the chip chopper, Charlie. We're frying the governor tonight.
He was at the chopper chopping up chips when he stuck his foot out and suddenly slipped right into the boiling hot dripping. He tumbled in heels over head.
So put away the tip chopper, Charlie, and serve up the governor instead
with bread and salt and vinegar.
Yes, serve up the governor instead.
Doom, do, 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 do. Went to my room with a spinning head. Little while I done climbed the bed. Heard it from down below. It was them castles putting on another show. Going away from here with all that noise. Y'all cats making it, but listening ain't no joy. Going away from here, I want me some sleep. Can somebody give me some kind of relief? Come down here and start that noise late at night. And I'm gonna have to get up at the broad daylight. Something my dog old faithful Fluff. That's when I heard one of them biggest pups. She came running back with a messed up fur. Them cats done scratched all the meat off her. Now that's too much for them cats tonight. You better come out and do it yourself. Grab that shotgun from off the shelf. Raise the window for a better view. See if them cats was about to do. I let them have it, both valves and I. They were still there, and that ain't no job. I went mad, they done took me away. least it's quiet, now I don't have to say. Going away from heaven, all that noise. You all can't make me, but listening ain't no joke. Going away from here, I want me some sleep. Can somebody give me some kind of relief?
Watch him go with the itty bitty witty bitties round the floor. They holler, bo bo bo
bo.
The next dance is mine. Bo bo
bo bo.
I'm waiting in line. He wears a ducktail haircut and Levi pants. The girls keep a hollering, one more dance. Bo bo skadiddle daddle. Watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
Bo-bo, skadiddle daddle, bo.
Diddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor. They holler, bo bo
bo bo.
You know what I miss? Bo bo
bo bo.
You gotta give me a kiss. Bo bo skadiddle daddle, lover man, got a lot of chicks in the palm of his hand. Bo bo skadiddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
Bo-bo,
Bo-bo skadiddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor. They holler, bo bo
bo.
The next dance is mine. Bo bo
bo bo.
I'm waiting in line. He wears a ducktail haircut and Levi pants. The girls keep a hollering, one more dance. Bo bo skadiddle daddle, watch him go with the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
Hey, come and take my brother away. The men in white picked him up yesterday, but they'll never come take me away, cause I'm okay. I'm normal. I painted everything in my house purple, my fingernail file, my potato peelers, my... Stay away from my frog! I got an earthworm in a fruit jar, and I make long-distance calls to Ringo Starr, and I make funny faces to scare the kids. Boo! Save lightning bugs and katydids. They'll never come take me away, because I'm normal. I'm okay. I play tiddlywinks with Dracula's bat and jump rope with a cross-eyed cat. I play Bob Dylan records upside down and keep my fish out of water so they won't drown. My brother didn't know them things. That's the reason they took him away. Took him away yesterday. He's crazy, but I'm okay. I fill my bathtub with strawberry jam and feed my squirrels sugar-cured ham. And I spread rumors that Stalin is dead. I said he was wearing a sheepskin when he died in bed. Made that up. I eat alphabet soup with a tuning fork and shine my shoes with Chinese pork. I'm okay. Don't ever take me away. I'm normal. You show me a pig on the highway and I'll show you a road dog. Step on a crack and break your mother's back. I play the violin with just my thumbs and feed my lizard waffle crumbs. And I throw stones at telephone poles and hide mothballs and gopher holes. I teach my bulldog to wear sunglasses and drink champagne and dance with Indians to make it rain. They'll never come take me away, cause I'm normal. I draw mustaches on Playboy bunnies and light bonfires with Sunday funnies. And my cellar's full of Japanese spies, and I've got a red wagon with wings that flies. I change into a werewolf after dark and chase the pigeons in the park. I soak my feet in cranberry sauce and call my parakeet Betsy Ross. I'm normal, will never take me away. They took my brother away yesterday. He's a babbling idiot.
You'll come out there, hold up, that's what you do, yeah.
cheveux depuis des mois se moquent des barbiers. Partout dans la rue je me fais remarquer. Un vieux blue jean tout usé coupé qu'au genou m'a valu des filles ce prénom si doux. Elle me crie yo comme un tarot papa toi tu yeah. Yo comme un tarot papa toi ça me plaît. Elle me prête sans doute pour un animal préhistorique ou phénoménal. Je bouge la tête un peu en dansant. Je frappe des mains pour marquer le temps. Je me trémousse en poussant des yéyé. C'est le Yokomata Hoba qui s'est déchaîné. Elle me crie Yokomata Hoba Bato Juju hier. Yokomata Hoba Bato ça me plaît. Elle me prenne sans doute pour un animal préhistorique au phénoménal. Yeah. En dansant, je frappe des mains pour marquer le temps. Je me trémousse en poussant les yéyé. C'est le Yokomata Hoba qui s'est déchaîné. Elle me crie Yokomata Hoba Bato Juju hier. Yokomata Hoba Bato ça me plaît. Elle me prenne sans doute pour un animal préhistorique ou phénoménal.
Too hot. This town is too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot. Now they're calling in for the guns. About to spoil the route by funds.
My baby started a fight. Now she's playing for everything.
right. I'm all worried up and worried up. She got me in a fury of now. Under the moon and the stars, I want to jump in my car, drive it right out of sight. I'm in a fury tonight. I'm all worried up and hurried up. Got me in a fury of now. We'll be right back.
Ricky Bates.
And when I make love to you, I will turn into a horse. Sparks will fly from my nostrils, and you will experience the unlimited sexual fury of love. Yeah, I can read a book. I will read to you some saucy erotica. I can bait a hook and catch you a fish from the deep blue sea. I will cook the fish and put it on a dish and watch you eat it. And let's say we were making love on your roof. I would stamp four times with my hoof. One, two, three. And don't worry about your ceiling caving in, 'cause I'd get some sheetrock and coveralls and put it back up again. Then rear up on my legs and go stand by a wall in the rain. You're looking at it, babe. Unlimited sexual frenzy of love.
So viele Tränen für so wenig Glück. Mit meiner rechten Maschine rechne ich die Plus und die Minus, und ich komme nicht einmal auf Plus minus Null. Plus minus Null. Plus minus Null. Plus minus Null. So viele Dramen für so wenig Genuss. So viel Reden für so wenig Sex. Mit meiner rechten Maschine rechne ich die Plus und die Minus, und ich komme nicht einmal auf Plus minus Null. 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 So viele Worte für so wenig Küsse. so viel Kummer für so wenig Liebe, so viel Hysterie für so wenig Ekstase, so viele Töne für so wenig Musik. Plus minus null, 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 plus minus null.
That was Free Association. Thank you for your participation right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up tonight's free association. Thank you all for your participation. Before we get into the radio obituaries, I want to remind you that coming up next week, 1 week from tonight, it's the fabulous, the wonderful DJ Ryan D from Music Savage. He's going to be filling in for me, Belinda, while I am gone and away for a week. Please enjoy DJ Ryan D and all of the silliness he is going to bring to the table for you. Totally different than anything I do, and that's why I like him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But now let us jump right into the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Gonna start off, just like I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Gabe Baltazar, the American jazz alto saxophonist and woodwind doubler. He started playing clarinet at 11, switching to alto saxophone in a few years. His main influences growing up were Benny Carter, Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, and Johnny Hodges. In the late 1950s, he spent some time with the Lighthouse All-Stars when he was offered the lead alto sax chair with Stan Kenton. From 60 through 65, he gained international recognition as a world-class jazz artist, with Kenton recording on 17 critically acclaimed albums. Gabe Baltazar just passed away at 92. It's the initial radio obituary with one of those tunes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, bang,
alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view,
flash, bang, alakazam,
I got a look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I-T-it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange-colored sky. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out, I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I-T hit.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam,
alakazam, out of an orange colored purple stripe, pretty green polka dot sky.
Flash, a bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Johnny Brown, the American actor and singer most famous for his role as a building superintendent on the CBS sitcom Good Times back in the 1970s. He was also a nightclub promoter and performer, and he had an early role as a regular cast member of the television series Laugh-In. He also made appearances on The Flip Wilson Show, The Jeffersons, Family Matters, Sister Sister, The Jamie Foxx Show, and others. He even had a small role in the 1970 film The Out-of-Towners, starring Jack Lemmon and Sandy Dennis. Johnny Brown just passed away at 84. It's the post-initial radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I love the way you walk. Mm-hmm. I love the way you talk. Mm-hmm. You're a walk. A kissing doll. I'm crazy about your charms. Mm-hmm. And all your tender arms. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a walking, talking, a kissing doll. You drive me wild with just one smile. You make my life complete. You look at me and ooh-wee, how can anyone be so sweet? I love the way you walk, mm-mm. I love the way you talk, mm-mm. Well, you're a walking, talking, mm-mm, the kissing doll. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk, well, you're a walking, talking, kissing dog. I'm crazy about your charms, and all your tender arms, well, you're a walking, talking, kissing dog, kissing dog. You're a kissing doll. You're a walking, talking, kissing doll.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Baxter Black, a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. He was an American cowboy poet and large animal veterinarian. He wrote over 30 books of poetry, fiction, and commentary, selling over 2 million books, CDs, and DVDs. He wrote a column, he spoke on the radio, and had short segments on RFD-TV and the Cowboy Channel. I love RFD-TV, or at least I used to back when I had it. That was a long time ago. In the early 2000s, Baxter was a regular commentator on NPR's Morning Edition. They don't even mention it in his obit, but he regularly appeared on the Riders in the Sky radio program, which was recorded in Cincinnati, Ohio. Or as they said, the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. And I got to attend many, many Riders in the Sky recordings. Baxter Black just passed away at 77. I was a big fan. I have to admit it. I just really liked his energy. He just seemed like such a really good human and was really good at laughing at himself. We are very proud to present the next radio obituary for Baxter Black right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's nothing like an evening of calving to promote the romantic image of the cowboy, right, ladies? Don invited a nice woman out to his ranch one evening for candlelight, wine, and canned bean dip. The dinner date coincided with calving season. After an hour of civilized conversation about French painting, the European common market, and the condition of the rodeo arena in Panoka, Don invited his date to go with him to check the cows. She didn't exactly squeal with delight, but he explained how scientific livestock raising had become. "Almost like this in a human hospital maternity ward," he said authoritatively. They drove his bronco out into the cabin pasture and immediately spotted a Bremer Cross cow trying to calve. "We'll watch her for a few minutes to see if everything comes out okay," suggested Don, sliding an arm around her shoulders. They sat in the warm cab, moonlight mixing with Don's elaborate discourse on bovine parturition. After half an hour, he decided to assist the cow, partly for the cow and partly to show off. The calf appeared to be hip-locked. His date prepared to see modern veterinary medicine save the day. Don drove up to the head end of the cow and left the headlight shining in her eyes. Sneaking out, he slipped around behind her. He slid the nylon obstetrical straps over the calf's protruding front feet. At first tug, the cow arose like a bee-stung buffalo. She whirled to mash Don. He was jerked off his feet but clung to the straps as the cow chased him like a dog chasing its tail. He was alternately upright, flat out, levitating, scooting, sliding, skiing, screaming, and squirreling as the three of them circled like a shaky ceiling fan. His only hope of survival was to hang on and stay behind the helicoptering cow. She managed to land enough blows to win the round and tromp his fallen hat to a pulp. On one mighty jerk, the calf popped out. Don executed a complete cartwheel and landed on his back. The cow rolled him once and headed off into the darkness. His date, who had watched Don's calving technique from the cab, was not impressed. "Less than professional," she had commented as he climbed in the cab after giving the departed cow a four-alarm cussing. Well, Don tried to regain his composure and recapture the mood by explaining that he had been in control the whole time. However, it was not very convincing, what with the big glob of manure plastered on the side of his neck and the piece of placenta dangling from his ear.
Hello. You have reached the automated voicemail of AAA Aardvarks or Us, All Creatures Great and Small Veterinary Clinic, Animal Health Supply, Grooming, Boarding and Training, and Counseling Center. If you have a credit card limit of no less than $5,000, please press 1. If not, please hold. Thank you. If your problem concerns a pet, including dogs, cats, small rodents, reptiles, cockatiels, highway accidents, and other creatures where cost is no object, please press 1. If you have livestock whose value is dependent on a fickle, unpredictable, often cruel market, but you have a good job in town, a wife with a job, federal disaster insurance, or land and farm equipment that can be used as collateral, please press 2. If you have a poultry problem, press 1 for the Campbell Soup buyer. If you're a pork producer, press 2 for counseling and hysteria prevention. If your problem concerns cattle, press 3. If the condition is serious enough, over $500, and you can bring the animal to the clinic, press 1. If the condition is not life-threatening, or you do not have a stock trailer, press 2. If you have already been treating this animal yourself for weeks, press 1. If the animal is ambulatory, press 1. If the animal is recumbent, press 2. If the animal is comatose, press 3. If the animal has been down for less than 2 days, press 1. If the animal is still eating and drinking, press 1. If the animal is not eating but still has a detectable pulse, press 2. We have now reached the critical stage in this automated voicemail diagnostic situation prognosis assessment device. Your prognosis is poor to partly cloudy, estimated cost $112, add $5 for weekend and after hours, satisfaction barometer minus 3. If you would like to have the veterinarian make a house call, press 1. If you want to kiss it off and bite the bullet, press 2 for Johansson's Hide and Tallow. Have a nice day.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Jimbo Henson, the American country music singer and songwriter. He wrote the number one country song hit in 1981, Fancy Free, for the Oak Ridge Boys. And he also wrote country hits for other artists including David Lee Murphy, Patti Loveless, Brenda Lee, and Steve Earle. Carol Channing even recorded one of his songs. He just passed away at 70. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Jimbo Henson, right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Granddaddy was a miner, but he finally saw the light. He didn't have much, just a beat-up truck and a dream about a better life. Grandmama cried when she whipped the bag, you never heard such a lonesome sound. Pretty soon the dirt road turned into blacktop, Detroit City bound. Down that hillbilly highway, on that hill. His hands. Grandmama cried when he said goodbye. You never heard such a lonesome sound. But Daddy had himself a good job in Houston. One more rolling down that old hillbilly highway. That old hillbilly highway. That old such a lonesome sound. Now I'm standing on this highway, and if you go my way,
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Don Crane, the British R&B musician who was a member of the highly influential early 1960s London band Downliner Sect. Known as The Sect, they were among the pioneers of 1960s R&B. Their first album, The Sect, in 1964, was followed by The Country Sect in 66, both on Columbia Records. Their song Little Egypt topped the charts in Sweden in 1964, and they released at least seven more albums over the years with different lineups. Don Crane just passed away at 76. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Here's a story of the Headcovers fame, of how they came to have the Headcovers name. Well, the story is simple, and they show no shame. They give satisfaction, 'cause that's the Headcovers. And my name's Don Crane. We got a Headcoat song. 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 And now in every country that they come to play, you'll hear all the people, they just stop and say, why do those men wear their hats that way? Well, the answer's simple, as you might expect. 'Cause they're the Headcoats, and I'm leader of the sect. We got a Headcoat song. We got a Headcoat song. We got a Headcoat hiccup song, yeah. We got a hiccup song. So if you need a reaction, you give satisfaction. There'll be no relaxation. They'll put you in traction. Cause that's the head coach. And I'm Mr. Don Crane. We got a head coach song. 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 We got a head coach song.
Is that all right?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Laurel Goodwin, the American film and television actress best known for her role as the love interest of Elvis Presley in the 1962 film Girls, Girls, Girls. She also appeared as Yeoman J.M. Colt in the rejected Star Trek pilot episode. You may have also seen her in Papa's Delicate Condition in 1963, Staged to Thunder Rock in 1964, and The Glory Guys in 1965. Even though she was in that Star Trek pilot episode from 1964 that was not picked up, some of her scenes were later incorporated into the episode The Menagerie. On television, she also showed up on Get Smart and The Beverly Hillbillies. Laurel Goodwin just passed away at 79. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Girls, 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 girls. Going swimming, girls, in bikinis, girls, walking on a wiggling by, yeah, 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 yeah. On the beaches, girls, oh, what peaches, girls, so pretty, Lord, I could cry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just a red-blooded boy, and I can't stop thinking. Girls. Sailing sailboats, girls, water skiing, girls, they'll drive me out of my mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Big and brassy, girls, small and sassy, girls, just give me one of each kind. Yeah, yeah. I'm just a red-blooded boy and I can't stop thinking about girls, 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 girls. And when I pick up a sandwich too much, a crotchety, crotchety, a crotchety crunch, I never ever get to finish my lunch, because there's always bound to be a bunch of girls in tight sweaters, girls, in short dresses, girls, walking and a wiggling by. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girls. Out boating, girls, just a floating, girls, so pretty, Lord, I could cry. Yeah, yeah. I'm just a red-blooded boy, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Penultimate radio obituary is for José Enrique Sarabia, the Venezuelan poet, musician, and television producer. He wrote more than 1,000 songs registered at the Society of Authors and Composers of Venezuela. He just passed away at 81. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
One
cuando no sé de ti, te quiero mucho más, porque en sueños te vi dos lágrimas brotar. Mis labios sin cesar besaste más y más, y no sé qué sentí al oírte decir temblando de emoción: mi cielo, soy feliz. Ya mi vida sin ti no puede ser, como mar sin coral, panal sin miel. El negro de tus ojos vi y el roce de tu piel sensual me quemara con un calor de sol y mar. Y en mi silencio yo escuché el grito de tu corazón susurrando con dulce voz de manantial. Vida, mi vida, cuánto sufro, sufro cuando no sé de ti. Y al escribirme sé, mi amor, que no vives sin mí y que no olvidarás que estoy pensando en ti.